assume you and I do have the rights to that. Welcome to Health is Wealth. This is V the Preacher, and we are delighted to be here with you today. Unfortunately, couldn't come to you yesterday, so we're making up for today. We normally do Health is Wealth on Wednesdays, but we took time to celebrate the Passover, and I want to say happy Feast of Unleavened Bread to many of you who are exercising the leaven out of your life, which means to exercise the bitterness, hatred, unforgiveness, and sin out of your life. And that is indicative of a healthy lifestyle, because stress, anger, and bitterness can cause sickness. So I think it's very befitting for us to be doing this show during this time where we want to cleanse ourselves from the toxicity of hatred and envy and jealousy. I'm joined here today also with Tanya. I don't know if it's Love Jones or what are you today? Love Jones or Cooper?
Cooper.
Oh, she's Tanya Cooper today. She's quiet. We're not in the library here. We're on live.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Greetings.
All right. We got a good, interesting show for you there. And we just got through basking in the sunshine right here in Northern California. It feels like a summer day. It was 80 degrees and no clouds and no chemtrails, and actually doing a staycation. So it's a beautiful day, and it's, you know, look, despite what's going on, it's a good time to be alive, because you will be here to witness the prophetic aspects of the scriptures. And we can get through this, and we're going to endure. We're not doctors, scientists. However, I do have quite a bit of hours under my belt of study of holistic lifestyle, herbs, training from those who are certified. And we like to share the information that we've acquired and learned and disseminated amongst the public in hopes that it can affect, change, or help your life, or help you just to have a better life, a healthier lifestyle, and try to get us away from the things that are harming us: processed foods, chemicals, pharmaceutical medicines, lack of exercise, and lack of spirituality. Oh, by the way, that music you can find on YouTube under Vorice. V-O-R-R-I-E-C-E. I send you that because I'm doing a series of songs of me just on the piano. I don't think it's cost effective to build a studio anymore like we used to do back in the 80s and 90s, but I've done a series of music scores about 2 to 5 minutes long, and it's called RPMs, Relaxation, Prayer, and Meditation. And I'm just going off the top and hoping that you can just play it and just kind of unwind and reflect. So enjoy that, and that's free of charge. Freely we receive, and freely we like to give. So that's what we desire to do. So enjoy your life and the things that the Most High has created: plants, flowers, eucalyptus, water, refreshment, and the time that you have. Carpe diem. Always seize the moment. Okay, today I want to, not going to be on long, and like, listen, if you ever have any questions, don't hit me on the blog talk emails or comments, questions. Hit me at the, because this show is brought to you by the Black Cultural Restoration Association, and that's a Facebook page, and BCRA400@gmail.com is the email where you can ask any health questions or anything that you may have. And we'll share. Looking forward to the future shows where we're going to have a few doctors, scientists, certified herbalists on to kind of direct you towards some herbs, vitamins and supplements and minerals that can enhance your lifestyle. None of us are doctors, not FDA certified, but neither is the vaccine that you're putting in your body, which is my segue to how I'm going to start this show. We're going to deal with diabetes today, but before we go there, I wanted to highlight a video I hate. I've been coming at you with this C19 jab so that you'll know the truth, because the truth shall set you free, and I want you to know what you're doing. I want you to make an informed decision. That's the route you decide to go, and all I can do is supply the information, and then you do what you will from there. I got a couple of tapes, only 4 minutes in length, one from Dolores Cahill, and her giving a dissertation about C19 jab. And then there's something going on And I know you're not connecting the dots, but a tape has resurfaced of Bill Gates giving a conference to the Pentagon, the FBI, about how they have isolated the God gene. They have come up with a vaccination called Funvax back then, about 2008, 2009, to where they can minimize, through DNA alteration, the God gene. And the reason it was so intriguing to people at that time is because we were dealing with another unseen threat that was called terrorists. And people were afraid of people coming into their town and country and blowing themselves up and other people with a bomb in their backpacks. They said, we can minimize that. If we isolate the God gene, decrease that, we can take away the passion that people have for this spirituality. And for some reason, other people are not connecting that with the vaccine they're taking now and don't think that's part of what's happening. It didn't just go away. Also on the news today, scientists have come up with a vaccine to address sickle cell anemia, which is prevalent in Hebrews. Well, let me help you out. Black people who were mistreated and never anyone really wanted to address sickle cell anemia. And now they're saying, we figured out how to alter your DNA in order to heal your sickle cell. So they found another way to get the black community vaccinated in the name of sickle cell, by altering their DNA. People, you need to start connecting the dots of what's happening here. Because as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of the Messiah. So I'm just putting the information out there. I'm going to play this God Gene conference for 4 minutes and what Dolores Cahill has to say. And then Tanya and I are going to discuss some herbs that can assist with diabetes support, a diabetes tea extract, and a diabetic insulin support, and then we'll tell you about some other things we know of that might assist in helping you to beat this thing called diabetes. There's a lot that we have to say about that, so stay with us and stay on board. I have quite a few things I think I can share. My sister came up with juvenile diabetes at 9 years old. By the grace of Yah, she outlived what the doctor said how long she would live. She made it into her 40s. A lot of people who contract diabetes at such a young age, 9 years old, generally don't make it through. There's a lot of things that happen. Limbs are taken away. Eyesight is taken away. Your metabolism, everything changes when diabetes takes hold of the body and consumes it. So we're going to discuss those things. And if you want to email me right now, you can feel free to email. If you have any questions, you can also call 213-769-0910. Okay, let's go to this first interview. I'm going to play it, have a commentary after it's complete. I'll try not to interrupt it this time around. Something that I normally do. So let's go ahead. Where is she at? Here we go. Dolores Cahill.
But I suppose there are three waves of adverse events, right? There's the adverse events, which is more or less like anaphylaxis in the first week. Then these vaccines shouldn't be given in a second dose, you know? So I know they're planned a lot of them for two vaccinations. But the real adverse events will happen, whatever the mRNA is in the vaccine, that when the person comes across that, it could be in February, March 2020.
What do you think? Why did this happen? Why do we have these adverse reactions? Is this normal? Does this happen all the time with vaccinations, or is this unusual? Does it? Could it maybe have something to do with this special? Some people say it's not even a vaccination. It's a genetic experiment. What do you think?
Yeah, so it doesn't really meet the criteria, but I suppose there are three waves of adverse events, right? There's the adverse events, which is more or less like anaphylaxis in the first week. Then these vaccines shouldn't be given in a second dose, you know? So I know they're planned a lot of them for two vaccinations, but the real adverse events will happen, whatever the mRNA is in the vaccine, that when the person comes across that, it could be in February, March 2021 or in a year later, as that would be when in the animal studies maybe 20%, 50% or all of the animals died. So I'm also saying that people over 80 who get these, between the combination of the first adverse events, which is about 2.5% in some vaccines, 1 in 40 people, have adverse events where they are not able to function or work or live life normally. For the second vaccination, it could be 1 in 10. But for the over 80-year-olds or 75-year-olds, I would think that about 80% of them will have life-limiting adverse events or die when they come up.
Okay, life-limiting adverse events will happen right after the first shot. You want to go ahead and talk about anaphylactic episodes? Go ahead, say something about it, please, because you know about it. It is a what?
The anaphylactic episode.
Yes.
Well,
it's an allergic reaction, right?
Basically, your body's going to shock, and I've seen it happen. I worked in the ER for years. I've seen it happen. The patients come in. Diabetes anaphylactic shock syndrome. So yeah, it's a big deal. Your body's going into shock, just like it sounds. Not good.
And this is what's happening. And they said that 80% of the animals went into shock, and some of them died. They're targeting the senior citizen population. I didn't want to interrupt, but I just want to make sure you're on board with what Dolores Cahill is saying right now. I'll put her back on.
For the second vaccination, it could be 1 in 10. But for the over 80-year-olds or 75-year-olds, I would think that about 80% of them will have life-limiting adverse events or die when they come across the mRNA again. And for others, it's hard to know. It could be half of the people will be severely. And what it does is this gene therapy or medical device is actually setting up an autoimmune disease chronically. That's what it's setting up. So it's a bit like injecting people with peanuts, or, you know, but they don't know what it is. And then you come across something, and then you go into your adverse events. And the adverse events is you start this, it's anaphylaxis first, the first wave, anaphylaxis, allergic reaction, the second wave. But the third reaction, when you come across whatever the mRNA is against, you have stimulated your immune system to have a low-grade autoimmune disease, not immunity, but to yourself, because the mRNA is expressing a viral protein. You make yourself a genetically modified organism. So the immune system is meant to push the viruses out or the bacteria, but you actually see it in your body, in your cells. The autoimmune disease is attacking yourself low grade. When you come across the virus with, say, February, March, that stimulates the immune system to get rid of the virus, but then it suddenly sees that you have viral proteins in your cells and in your organs. Your immune system attacks your own organs. You then, after about a week of that, go into organ failure because your immune system is killing your own organs, and those patients will present as sepsis initially for another week or two, and then will die from organ failure. And why the elderly die is that if you have one or two comorbidities, the energy that the immune system requires to boost your immune system will make them very tired and exhausted. And then they just don't have the capacity, if they have underlying conditions, for the immune system. Well, you know, normally, because this mRNA is in every cell of their body, it's almost unstoppable, because each time they destroy, we'll say, the heart or the spleen or the lungs or the liver, the mRNA is expressing the protein in every cell. So just as a solution, what we urgently need is a repository of like every 1 in 100 or 1 in 200 vials that are injected, especially into the elderly in the care homes. They need to be stored in a biorepository of the vaccine vials randomly, so that when the people start to die, we can actually see what is in this vaccine, or we should be doing it now. So that I am concerned that maybe there are multiple mRNAs in this vaccine and not just something for corona. You know, we should be sequencing the mRNA. Because if it was influenza as well or other viruses, we would be priming these people to the natural viruses that are circulating. So there needs to urgently be quality control random for doctors to be required to give 1 in 100 to a repository, and someone like me could forensically, you know, analyze what's in these vaccine vials so that when the elderly start dying, we will know, you know, we should be knowing now what's in them. So it's absolutely a dangerous gene therapy should not be given to the elderly.
I'll try and explain this in German. And you interrupt me when I make a mistake.
Not if the elderly will die, when they die, so they can go back and track what happened. Because what's happening is you're producing these spike proteins, and your white blood cells are going to attack the spike proteins that are being produced in every cell of your body, and it's going to come across as if you have HIV, an autoimmune deficiency. And they'll call it sepsis or organ failure, but it was really this vaccination that produced spike proteins that made your body attack itself. And when you're older, you're not strong enough to produce the energy to heal yourself. So she didn't say if, she said when the elderly die. And if you begin to alter the children's immune system at an early age by giving them the shot, they're not the same. Let's continue as the powers that be are trying to cut this interview off. I'm back. Thank you for listening. Here we go. Let's continue. Give me 1 second. Bear with me.
Some people say it's not even a vaccination. It's a genetic experiment. What do you think?
Yeah, so it isn't, doesn't really...
I'm trying to go back to where we left off.
There are three waves of adverse events, right? There's the adverse events, which is more or less like anaphylaxis in the first week. Then these vaccines shouldn't be given in a second dose, you know? So I know they're... Others, it's hard to know. It could be half of the people would be severely. And what it does is, if gene therapy or medical device is actually setting up an autoimmune disease chronically, that's what it's setting up. So it's a bit like injecting peanuts, or, you know, but they don't know what it is. And then you come across something and then you go into your adverse events. And the adverse events is you start this, it's anaphylaxis first, the first wave, anaphylaxis, allergic reaction, the second wave. But the third reaction, when you come across whatever the mRNA is against, you have stimulated your immune system to have a low-grade autoimmune disease. Not immunity, but to yourself, because the mRNA is expressing a viral protein, you make yourself a genetically modified organism. So the immune system is meant to push the viruses out or the bacteria, but you actually see it in your body, in your cells. The autoimmune disease is attacking yourself low grade. When you come across the virus, with say February, March, that stimulates the immune system to get rid of the virus. But then it suddenly sees that you have viral proteins in your cells and in your organs. Your immune system attacks your own organs. You then, after about a week of that, go into organ failure because your immune system is killing your own organs. And those patients will present as sepsis initially for another week or two, and then will die from organ failure. And why the elderly die is that if you have one or two comorbidities, the energy that the immune system requires to boost your immune system will make them very tired and exhausted, and then they just don't have the capacity if they have underlying conditions for the immune system. Well, you know, normally, because this mRNA is in every cell of their body, it's almost unstoppable, because each time they destroy, let's say, the heart or the spleen or the lungs or the liver, the mRNA is expressing the protein in every cell. So just as a solution, what we urgently need is a repository of like every 1 in 100 or 1 in 200 vials that are injected, especially into the elderly and the care homes. They need to be stored in a biorepository of the vaccine vials randomly, so that when the people start to die, we can actually see what is in this vaccine, or we should be doing it now. So that I am concerned that maybe there are multiple mRNAs in this vaccine and not just something for corona. You know, we should be sequencing the mRNA, because if it was influenza as well or other viruses, we would be priming these people to the natural viruses that are circulating. So there needs to urgently be quality control random for doctors to be required to give 1 in 100 to a repository and someone like me could forensically, you know, analyze what's in these vaccine vials so that when the elderly start dying, we will know, you know, we should be knowing now what's in them. So it's absolutely a dangerous gene therapy. Should not be given to the elderly.
Okay, that was Dolores Cahill, and as she stated, this should not be given to senior citizens because it's gene therapy at 80. You've already lived your life. Let you live your life in peace. Why try to change you into a GMO? They started with the vegetables and the fruits, made them genetically modified. Now the vaccination is genetically modifying human beings. Animal trials, the vaccination never passed. FDA would not approve it. Once again, it's only been approved for emergency utilization authorization. I want you people to make an informed decision about what you put in your body. Okay? Make an informed decision about what you put in your body. You got to be wise in this hour and in this day and in this time. Anything you want to say, Kelly?
No, I agree wholeheartedly. I'm just absorbing all the information. I just feel my heart goes out to the senior citizens that don't have support in the nursing homes and with family support. And, you know, making an informed decision. So, yeah, that part saddens me. So, yeah, at this point in their life, they need to be enjoying their lives and not having their bodies change to a point where I won't be able to fight off this horrible vaccine,
right,
the side effects from it.
As she mentioned, there's going to be a few different waves. You know, they're trying to censor all this information. That's why I just got knocked off the radio. We know who's the prince of power of the air, but, you know, nothing, no weapon formed against us can prosper. We're going to disseminate this information in one way or the other. But anyway, there's going to be waves of sickness, and it's going to be masked as sepsis or organ failure. But what's happening is your body's attacking itself. Let's be mindful. This, your body's the temple of Yah, the Holy Spirit. Your creator made it, and he gave it everything it needs. And it heals itself just like the ocean heals itself from all the oil spills and radiation. It cleanses itself. It knows how to heal itself. Now the ability for the body to heal itself is being taken away, and it's fighting its own self and destroying itself. Let's be mindful of that. We don't need man's assistance when it comes to healing our bodies. Got another video to play for you, and it's going to be the rediscovered video that was given to a Pentagon briefing about the God gene being isolated, and then after that we'll get into some herbs and different things like that. And this is actually Bill Gates.
And that's on YouTube, right?
This is now on, it's called the VMAT2 gene, and it's going to be hard to find because it was taken off of YouTube. They want to destroy it. They don't want anybody to know he ever did this conference and talked about vaccinations back in, I think, 2008-09 of how to desensitize people's spirituality through a vaccination. And that's why we're concerned because nobody knows what's in the vaccinations that people are taking right now. Let's listen to this monster.
Left over here, we have individuals who are religious fundamentalists, religious fanatics, and this is the expression, the RT-PCR, real-time PCR expression of the BMAT2 gene. Over here, we have individuals. So let me complete. So over here, we have individuals who are not particularly fundamentalists, not particularly religious, and you can see there's a much reduced expression of this particular gene, the BMAT2 gene. Another evidence that supports our hypothesis of this approach. What you're suggesting here is by
spreading this virus, we're going to eliminate individuals from going on a bomb vest and going into a market, blowing up the market.
So our hypothesis is that these are fanatical people, that they have overexpression of the BMAT2 gene, and that by vaccinating them against this, we'll eliminate this behavior. So we have some very, very remarkable data in this next slide. here we have two brain scans. These are fMRIs. These are two different individuals with different levels of expression of VMAT2. On top is an individual who's a religious fanatic and individual, and we've repeated this numerous times, that has a high level for VMAT2. Now, this individual down here who had low levels of the VMAT2 gene, this individual would self-describe as not particularly religious. In each case, these individuals were read a religious text. This individual lit up the right middle frontal gyrus shown here, and that's the part of the brain that's associated with theory of mind. It's a part of the brain that has to do with intents and beliefs and desires. In marked contrast, here's an individual who would not particularly self-describe as religious. And when they're read a religious text, what you see is that this part of the brain called the anterior insula lights up. This is a part of the brain that's associated with disgust or displeasure on hearing something.
So it's the anterior insula of the brain. I'm looking at it. You can't see it, so I'm going to describe it for you. It lights up, and it's an area that lights up when there's disgust with religious material. People who hate their creator, hate Yah, are probably atheists or whatever. But when people are inspired and they hear text and they get inspired, there's an anterior lobe in the front that also lights up and increases. And so he calls them religious fundamentalists. It's just people that have an infinity, are drawn to spirituality and prayer and meditation and connecting with their creator. And so they have discovered this. This was on the front of Time magazine, 2005 to 2009, but you can Google it, the God Gene, Time magazine, and you'll see the cover. But it went away, it got quiet, because now that he created this vaccine, it's being put into all the other vaccines, but they're not telling you, because they're trying to get rid of all religious fundamentalists, believers, and desensitize and depopulate. Let's finish hearing this. This is interesting, people. Science.
So the data that I'm presenting here supports the concept that we're proposing. And I think that we would not propose to do CT scans or fMRIs on individuals out in the hinterlands of Afghanistan. The virus would immunize against this VMAT2 gene, and that would have the effect that you see here, which is it's essentially to turn a fanatic into a normal person. And we think that will have major effects in the Middle East.
A normal person. An atheist, an unbeliever.
Well, so the present plan and the tests that we've done so far have used respiratory viruses, such as flu or rhinoviruses, and we believe that that's a satisfactory way to get the exposure of the largest part of the population. Most of us, of course, have been exposed to both of those viruses.
So he just told you right there that this is a way to get the vaccine to isolate the God gene and get rid of it and eradicate it so that you're no longer loving Yah, but you're a normal person, and they call an atheist being normal. So they said, we'll get it into the flu vaccine. Did you just hear that?
Amazing.
And we're quite confident that this will be a very successful approach.
This vaccine. What's the name of this proposal?
Yeah, so the name of this project is FunVax, which is the vaccine for religious fundamentalism.
Do you have a proposal already?
The proposal has just been submitted, and I think that the data that I have shown you today would support the development of this project, and we think it has great promise.
I've got nothing else to say. These are the type of demons that you're up against, and this is another reason why you should not be injecting anything into your body made by these people that think you're abnormal, because you love Yah and you're spiritual, and you love the herbs that were created from the sun, the sunshine, UV rays, photosynthesis, that have vitamin D and supplements. So they want you to become a GMO. have no desire for spirituality and be a walking clone cyborg, a GM, just walking around here as a zombie. This is ridiculous, people. And so this surfaced again. And if you need to pass on this broadcast to someone so that they can hear this interview, please pass it on so they'll be aware of this. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and some people want to remain ignorant to the facts. But you shouldn't be going around here putting things in your body that Yah didn't tell you to put inside your body. Because now it's devastating. There is an incessant need from these demons to reduce the population. And they feel like no one deserves to live on this earth but the elite, when we know that the meek shall inherit the earth. We ain't afraid of you people. No weapon formed against us can prosper. So they will not be successful, but you've got to be spiritual. Come back to the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High. So please pass on that information. All right, without any further ado, we're going to move into spreading some information about some herbs that can assist with diabetes. Before we get into it, you want to share something about black seed oil and its effect on diabetes?
Yes, black seed oil is wonderful for diabetes, along with a few other ailments like high blood pressure and high cholesterol. But topic today is diabetes. I have a personal friend who I've been knowing for probably about 40 years, and she has a history of diabetes, really high diabetes, and her levels used to get very high and out of control. She started taking black seed oil twice a day. She took it twice a day for about 2 weeks, and her blood sugar went down significantly. Maybe 100 plus points, just a little bit over 100. And that's from not taking the insulin or the prescribed medication. So she took black seed twice a day, a teaspoon in the morning and a teaspoon in the evening. And of course, it's not the best tasting oil, but it's made from Yah. It's grown from the earth, and it's very, very healthy, and it's a healing herb. Black seed oil for diabetes. I highly recommend it. Of course, talk to your medical professional about taking the black seed oil, but it's relatively safe, and I take it for just other things, but it's a great herb for diabetes.
Yeah, black seed oil has a lot of benefits, so I would encourage you to do your research on it. Like I said, we're not doctors. We're not FDA certified. But you can find out the benefits, the nutrients. Go to DuckDuckGo, which is a web browser, and type in the benefits of black seed oil. And do the research about the interactions and see if there's any interactions with any particular pharmaceuticals or drugs you may be weaning yourself off of. And the ultimate goal is to eventually wean yourself off of certain pharmaceutical medications and get back to herbal lifestyle. Once again, before we go deeper into diabetes, know that you must have patience when it comes to herbs, tinctures, teas, and oils, because it's not a quick fix relief and then you stop taking it. These things become a lifestyle, and your body must get acclimated to it, and you must be proactive even when you don't feel the symptoms. Take it every day so that you build up an immunity to the sickness, because there's a deficiency in your body which is bringing about the sickness. Be mindful of that.
Yeah.
Another one is chromium picolinate, which is very good for rejuvenating the pancreas, stimulating them to deal with diabetes. But we're going to get into diabetes support, and there's a few herbs we'll look up. There's a diabetes support tea that you can make, and it has yarrow, Y-A-R-R-O-W in it, juniper berry, huckleberry, cayenne pepper, and golden seal. Do you have any of those you want to elaborate on?
This one's a little bit different.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, so this formula may help to decrease the amount of insulin required, and it can also be used for your adrenal glands hypoglycemia, infections, and pancreatic disorders. Yarrow and juniper berry, you probably never heard of, but I'm sure you heard of huckleberry, cayenne, and golden seal.
Yeah.
All those are excellent for you. Let me see if I can say anything about yarrow real quick to share with you. Yarrow flowers. Make sure I'm giving you the right one. Yarrow flowers have choline, iron, magnesium, potassium, phosphorus, selenium, zinc, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3, C, E, F, and vitamin K and vitamin P. We better get some of that. Yarrow is well known for its use as a remedy for cold, flu, and fever, and it helps with circulation, and it's beneficial to all parts of the body. Yarrow flowers. You got that there too, huh?
Yeah.
Some very beautiful flowers.
Yeah.
As well. There's a fantastic app that I discovered as we're in the process of being able to visually recognize certain herbs, because right now we're kind of really dependent on the health food stores and it's in a jar, but we don't know the source or where it comes from. And some of these herbs, walk by them every day. I would highly recommend you download an app that will, you can take a picture of a plant and it will tell you what it is and what its purpose is. Very beneficial while you can utilize it. There's nettle plants around you. Some are good for consumption, some are not. Violet plants, lavender plants. I recommend that app very seriously.
Yeah, yarrow, this is the Lost Book of Herbal Remedies. So basically it can be used to stop internal and external bleeding. Multiple uses. It's good for bruises, sprains, swelling, and hemorrhoids. Antibacterial, and it's an antifungal as well. Good for fevers and colds and measles, menstrual problems, dental pain. That's the anxiety and relaxation without sedation.
Mm.
That's a good thing.
Especially for anxiety right now.
Right. And then also there is a recipe here for the oil and for a yarrow salve, the ingredients for that. So it has multiple uses for the yarrow herb, multiple uses, but it's great for, again, for diabetes.
Fantastic. All right, let's go into the next one, which is diabetes tea extract. And what will, let's see, what's the ingredients for this particular diabetes tea extract? Bean pod, bilberry fruit and leaf, blueberry leaves. A lot of you have heard of this next one. It's very popular in the health food store now. It's called Gymnema sylvestri. Gymnema sylvestri, balsam pear, bitter melon, fruit, and uva ursi. This unique formula has bean pod, bilberry, and Gymnema sylvestri. It is a diuretic, an astringent, a tonic, a blood purifier, and an antiviral. It fights free radicals, detoxifies, and reduces blood sugar. It is able to block the absorption of sugar in your intestinal tract and regenerate or repair pancreatic beta cells and restore the pancreas when no permanent damage has been done.
Wow.
It removes sugar from the pancreas, stimulates the circulatory system, increases urine secretion, temporarily paralyzes the taste buds on the tongue, which sense sweetness to cut the sweet cravings. It also enhances your libido, increases venous blood flow, strengthens the brain memory and optic nerves. This formula helps to balance the blood sugar and stop the craving for sweets. One more time. Bean pod, bilberry fruit and leaf, blueberry leaves, Gymnema sylvestri, balsam pear, bitter melon fruit, and uva ursi. What you want to do is order all these herbs or go to your local health food store that sells it in bulk. Combine them, shake them up good, get your little tea diffuser, put them in there, and begin to drink this substance every day to try and achieve these benefits. Anything you want to add to that?
That's great. Again, it's a process, you know. It's a process with the herbs. It's not like taking a pill. That's something that we were used to doing, some of us, you know, taking a pill and feeling better right away, immediate gratification. This is a process, and this is a much healthier way to heal and to cure diseases.
And the thing about it, all those herbs I mentioned are loaded with vitamins. You won't have to take a daily multi.
Right.
It's loaded with vitamins and minerals to help the body to function. So teas are an excellent source for getting your vitamins and minerals. A lot of times if you're busy taking these multivitamin pills you get from your local drugstore, a lot of them are chemicals. They don't have the benefits, and then they just pass right through your body. They just pass right through your body, or your body doesn't break it down, and you don't get the full benefits.
It's bad. That's wasting money, too. Yeah, definitely.
And then if you really read the back of some of these multivitamins, there's so many chemicals and food colorings and dyes in it. It's not really getting the job done like these teas and extracts will do. Okay, so we got some more we want to share. The next one is diabetic insulin support. This formula is a synergistic support for your adrenals, kidneys, and pancreas. Less insulin dependency may occur. It also can be used for adrenal glands and hypoglycemia. It consists of cedar berries, uva ursi once again, licorice, mullein, and cayenne. I'm thinking if you take this, because the one I really like is the diabetes tea extract that I just mentioned earlier. I'm thinking if you take this along with the cayenne and the yarrow, you'll be set, and you'll probably find yourself being able to, your doctor, keep up with your doctor. And he'll probably tell you he's noticing a change in your diabetes and that you probably need less insulin. You probably won't have as many insulin reactions or the attacks on your organs. So people, let's try these teas. We're not doctors, but we really believe these things can help assist, better your life, the function of your life as you're dealing with diabetes, because I know it's nothing to play with. People lose organs, limbs, eyes, legs, feet, everything. This can truly impact you. And you got to be mindful of what you're putting in your body. They're hiding the name of sugar and changing the name of sugar. You can't mess with sucrose and high fructose corn syrup. And then you got to be careful about eating out or buying cookies or processed foods, because when you eat out, they're not telling you what they're using, how much sugar's in there, how much salt is in there. Mm-hmm. You just like it because it tastes good. And we got to stop just eating for taste and eat to live, because health is wealth. Health is wealth.
Yeah.
You could be the richest person in the world, and unfortunately, the richest people in the world will eat anything they can get their hands on. It can produce a load of sickness. It's not good for you. So be humble and exercise some humility when it comes to what you put inside your body, people. Anything else you want to share?
No, well, there's one more herb.
Go ahead.
This is for diabetes, actually multiple uses, but in reference to diabetes, it's called bottle gourd, G-O-U-R-D. It's also known as calabash, white flowered gourd, and long melon. The bottle gourd is often... It's often cultivated for its fruit. When harvested young, the fruit is used as a vegetable. When mature, it is dried and it can be scraped and used as a bottle, container, or pipe. Bottle gourd is the cucumber, is in the cucumber family. It's hard to find in the wild, but it's easy to cultivate. And lastly, it helps to lower the blood sugar readings in diabetes when it's taken regularly. Each piece of bottle gourd is at each meal for blood sugar control. One or two large bites of the gourd are enough to provide the desired benefit. I'm looking at a picture of it. It does look like it could be in a vegetable fruit family. So it says here, One or two large bites of the gourd are enough to provide desired benefits. So it's called bottle gourd, G-O-U-R-D. And this is excellent for diabetes, along with other uses as for headaches, boils, skin infections, and irritation, memory loss, depression, and senility. But diabetes.
I had this conversation with Sean, where we had gotten an argument about pumpkins being a fruit or a gourd or a vegetable.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember that.
No.
Anyway, a gourd, it's in the squash family.
Yeah, it looks like you could just cut it up and
not
put it in
a fruit,
salad.
It's a vegetable.
Yeah.
All right.
It looks very good. Bottle gourd, guys.
Okay, well, that's been our time. And listen, people, don't be a guinea pig. Make informed decisions. Do not participate in gene therapy. Nobody needs to be altering their genetics, DNA, or putting something in there to assist it. You were made perfect in the eyes of our Creator. And if you're not perfect, there's some cessation that should take place from the foods that are in bright colored yellow packages that are processed, and go back to the earth. Change your taste buds. Enhance your lifestyle. Exercise and workout. Pray. Meditate. Don't isolate your God gene. Funny thing is, they haven't even isolated the COVID, the C19 virus. It has not been isolated to do tests and run studies on it. How can you have the facts if you can't isolate it? Right. So I won't get into that today. It's just a matter of you making a choice, red pill, blue pill. And we presented the information. So that's been my time. I'm V the Preacher.
And I'm Tanya.
And this has been Health as Well. And most high willing, we'll see you next time we come together with more vital information so that you can make an informed choice. And remember, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. Peace, blessings, and shalom.
Blessings.